Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Michelle Shirk, the Director of Development at the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Welcome, Michelle.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you here as a guest.
Thank you for having us.
We often talk to somebody from the Lebesnik Center. How long have you been working there?
I started in October of last year.
So you have a big job. Are you like the first development director that the Lebesnik Center has had?
Yes, I am. There was an opportunity to bring me on last year, and mm-hmm. I do a little bit of marketing too, but really my focus is fundraising. I'm involved in grant writing, mm-hmm. memberships, mm-hmm. Anything that helps support our programs.
Yeah, that's important. It's an important position for a nonprofit organization to have, obviously, because you've got to have money coming in the door all the time.
It's true, especially because so much of our focus is on keeping everything free. I mean, admission mm-hmm. is free. Mm-hmm. Most of our programs are free to participants. The mm-hmm. first Fridays that we do are free. Mm-hmm. Events like this Zine Fest that we're going to talk about today are free. Mm-hmm. So our whole model is based on accessibility, and so it's really important to be able to support that.
Yeah, so you need a lot of unearned income to support those things. All right, well, let's talk about the Zine and Small Press Fest, and it's coming up when?
It is April 27th, which is a Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m.
And what is a zine?
A zine is basically a self-published mini magazine. Zine mm-hmm. is short for magazine or fanzine. Mm-hmm. These kind of started as a very homemade project. People would draw or collage, and then they would literally copy them on a photocopier mm-hmm. and distribute them in small batches. And that process is changed a little bit. They don't necessarily need to be literally Xeroxed on a copier, but they mm-hmm. still are self-published mm-hmm. or published by small presses and distributed in small batches. And they kind of give voice to some viewpoints that you're not going to find in traditional media or in an art gallery traditionally.
I feel as if the first time I saw a zine was maybe in the late 90s or early 2000s, but they probably were around for long before that.
I think that's true. They are having really a resurgence yes. right at this time.
And the ones that I saw at that time were like comic books kind mm-hmm. of. Are they always that way?
No, you do see that though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see some that are very comic book in style, but it can be a book of poetry. It can be a political treatise. Mm-hmm. It could be, a fan magazine for a type of media. They can really run the gamut. It's more about the smaller scope of publication and mm-hmm. sort of the homemade
yeah.
style.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you really think about it, I made a zine myself when I was a kid and tried to do a newspaper for my neighborhood, mm-hmm. I mean, there is a feel of just really wanting to get a message out to your mm-hmm. community.
So what will the fest be comprised of?
So the actual event runs from 1 to 5. People are welcome to drop in anytime, visit all of the vendors. We're going to have more than 30, and they're not just local. They are also from Chicago, Bloomington, Illinois. We even have some coming from out of state. And there will be a cash bar, complimentary refreshments, and then there's also an accompanying zine exhibit. And that'll feature, we had a children's and family workshop at the library. It'll feature some of those works. It'll feature some art from the exhibiting vendors. And then it will have some of the work from our students that are currently in a comic book class at the Lebesnik Center.
Excellent.
So all of those things are available from 1 to 5. And then specifically from 2 to 4, there will be poetry readings that have been organized by Rachel Calderon. She is an education student at IUN.
Okay. So this is the exhibit going to be in one of your upstairs galleries?
It is in the large gallery downstairs.
Oh.
Yes.
Because that's where your nature
yes.
exhibit is up too. We only have another minute, but what else do you want the people to know about the Lebesnik Center and what's going on there right now?
Well, so you kind of touched on the fact that we have this amazing exhibit up right now, Nature versus Everything. It's very mm-hmm. interactive. We're getting a lot of really positive feedback mm-hmm. on it, so I hope everyone will come and check that out. It closes on June 8th, but if you're going to be at the Zine Fest, then you'll be able to see everything then as well. We'd also then this summer invite everyone to join us for the Chicago Imagist, which will be our next show.
Oh, wow. I love the Chicago Imagist.
Do you? Great. Uh-huh. Well, you should come.
I should. I had a painting that was from my collection that was included in the Harry Who exhibit at the Art Institute last year.
Yeah, I went to see the Harry Who exhibit. It was great.
And who is organizing your Chicago Images show?
Our exhibition director is Laura Fosberg,
mm-hmm.
and she curates all of our shows.
Great.
So it'll be wonderful.
Well, Michelle, thank you for being here and sharing information about the Zine Fest and other activities going on right now at the Lebesnik Center for the Arts.
Thank you very much for having us.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.